It is very difficult to put them in black and white, you know. The elation and the pain of my daughter having lost the father of her child. As she said, those were mixed emotions. But of course, at last, it was a realization of dreams of years and years. It was difficult to believe that at last we are on the final stage of running the last mile to our liberation. Well, that was the emotion of the day.
Well, at times you'd sort of given up hope and thought it might never.
It was hard to give up hope. The apartheid regime was so vicious, so cruel, that you were made to remember whether you liked it or not. There was no time to even think of giving up, because what happened was the viciousness and the brutality of apartheid, you know, forced one to fight more and understand within yourself that unless you fought as hard as you could, the leadership would die in prison. And in fact, they made us more determined that we would attain our freedom during our lifetime.
And on that day 20 years ago, what was the atmosphere like?
20 years ago, I think there was an air of expectation. We had known that there were winds of change as long ago as they were said in Parliament of the Nationalist Party. People were hoping that freedom was in the air. And I think we were prepared to finally just give up our lives for what it took to get our leadership out of prison, because there was always that fear that they would die in prison.
And just before the two of you sort of came out into the sunlight to the crowds, I mean, can you remember what was Nelson Mandela's mood like?
I think it was great excitement, and he's human. There were also, you must have at a certain point be afraid of what he was coming out to after 28 years in prison. And having left in the 60s, you come back to a society that expected so much of you at the age of over 70. I think he himself didn't know what awaited him outside. Actually, we were all just shocked at the response of the nation, and that at last, we were going to be free, because we knew from that day that he would lead us with the rest of the leadership to freedom.